Welcome back, audience. This is your host, Rocky, from Energy Insights with Rocky. As promised earlier, I gathered some more insights around carbon neutral economy. This is part 3 of my presentation on carbon neutral economy. Part 1 and part 2 are already available in the repository. Feel free to hear them in continuation if you would like to. In this portion of carbon neutral economy, I would like to present a viewpoint that makes it more relatable to our day-to-day life. I know COVID pandemic has turned our life upside down and it just does not come to an end. Nevertheless, a small silver lining that I see in this continued pandemic situation is the drastic reduction in the carbon footprints throughout the world. I agree, the home confinement and work from home situation is not welcoming at the first place, as it is an outcome of the prevailing pandemic, and we humans will always choose to be unconfined and pandemic free. Nevertheless, this still gives all of us a chance to revisit certain aspects of life which we never thought to change at the first place. Maybe few corporations and market leaders will take this opportunity to evaluate the options of partially working from home if it supports a bigger prospect, one like reducing the overall carbon footprint to achieve a sustainable and cleaner tomorrow. I think I would be able to better complement my ideas that I'm trying to present over here by sharing some insights that I went through a few days back. The analytics that I collated for you guys definitely bolsters the point of discussion in part 3 of carbon neutral economy discussion. Particularly, I would like to bring on the table some insights shared by an article published in Nature Climate Change Journal. Nature Climate Change Journal is a monthly journal dedicated to publishing the most significant and cutting-edge research on the nature, underlying causes or impacts of global climate change and its implications for the economy, policy, and the world at large. The article was on temporary reduction in daily global CO2 emissions during the COVID-19 forced confinement, and it was published on 19th of May of 2020. So to give a little background on the pandemic, we know that the emergence of COVID-19 was identified in December 2019 and it was declared a global pandemic by the World Health Organization on 11th March 2020. Cases increased haywire initially, mainly in the China during January, and it quickly expanded to South Korea, Japan, Europe, mainly Italy, France, and Spain within the European region, and eventually in the United States between late January and mid-February, before reaching at global proportions by the time the pandemic was declared. So to handle this situation, stringent measures were put in place by world governments in an effort to isolate cases and stop the transmission of the virus. The measures imposed were ramped up from solutions of symptomatic individuals to complete ban of mass gatherings, mandatory closure of schools, and even mandatory home confinement for weeks, mostly during the month of April and early May. So the above mentioned article or the research work cited that the government policies during the COVID-19 pandemic had drastically altered the patterns of energy demand around the world. Since most of the international borders were closed and populations were confined to their homes, it led to a drastic reduction in the surface transport and to a greater extent changed the fuel consumption patterns globally, which in turn showed optimistic reductions on carbon footprints worldwide. As per this analysis put together, the estimated decrease in daily fossil fuel CO2 emissions from the severe and forced confinement of a world population was around 17% at its peak, which is a very, very steep decrease in the carbon footprint. Although the reduction is extreme, but probably something that was never seen before. The associated annual decrease reported by this research was in between 4.2 to 7.5%, which is comparable to the rates required to meet the objectives of the Paris Agreement. I would quickly like to circle back to the perspective that I presented in my very first podcast on energy transition and refresh you all quickly on the global Paris Agreement effort. This agreement's central objective is to strengthen the global response to the threat of climate change by keeping a global temperature rise for this century well below 2 degrees Celsius, above pre-industrial levels, and to pursue efforts to limit the temperature increase even further to 1.5 degrees Celsius. So as per several established research, the associated annual decrease of around 4.5 to 7% of CO2 is needed year on year over the next decades to limit climate change to a 1.5 degree Celsius warming, and hence meet the objective set by the Paris Agreement. So, dear audience, the forced confinement of the world population that happened during April and first few weeks of May due to the pandemic has definitely done some good, if not much, by reducing the overall CO2 emissions and carbon footprints and meeting the objectives set by the Paris Agreement, at least for 2020. That's the silver lining that I mentioned at the start of the presentation. Conclusively, these numbers definitely put in perspective both the large growth in global emissions observed over the past many years and the size of the challenge we have to limit climate change in line with the Paris Climate Agreement. The study also revealed how responsive the surface transportation sector's emissions can be to the policy changes and economic shifts. Surface transportation accounted for nearly half of the decrease in carbon emissions during confinement. So again, a silver lining that I see by inclining ourselves more towards active travel, work from home options. By active travel, I mean shifting to walking and cycling, or including e-bikes, which has attributes of social distancing that are likely to be desirable for quite some time now and could help to cut back CO2 emissions and air pollutions as confinement is eased in the longer run. Overall, I agree that most changes we observed so far in 2020, be it working from home or active travels or reduction in the surface transportation, are temporary as they do not reflect structural changes in the economic, transport or energy systems. Also, the social trauma of confinement and associated changes in the surface transportation due to work from home may not be long-term solution to combat CO2 reduction and drive the deep and sustained reductions needed to reach a net zero emissions focus. However, it definitely gives each one of us a new perspective to help the carbon reduction in whatever way we can. I can confidently say that the smaller sustainable changes will matter in the longer run to achieve the net zero effort and eventually reduce the overall CO2 footprint globally. So, dear audience, with that positive note, I leave you to think how you can contribute towards the net zero focus. And for sure, all of us have to act very fast, because the greenhouse gas emissions are soaring, and they are soaring very quickly. So that's all for this session. If you find this 10-minute brain dump of mine interesting, feel free to circulate it in your network and do write to me at energyinsightwithrakhi@gmail.com. I would be more than happy to hear your perspective, and I hope to catch up with you soon with some new insights. So by then, bye for now. Stay safe.